Hey guys, welcome back. I know I've been kind of MIA and I do apologize. It has been a really busy couple of weeks. Of course, it's December, so everyone's shopping and baking and family time. I had a busy couple weeks at work, but now it's really slowed down. My teams started competing, so I mean, I was busy and out of town this past weekend, so I couldn't get an episode out then. I was sick that whole week leading up to that. And I sounded like James Earl Jones, and I didn't want to do an episode with my voice sounding like that because A, it didn't sound like me, and B, I didn't want to turn everybody on with the bass notes that my voice was making. Because, you know. Anyway. So, I do want to open with the fact that I got a message from a listener named Candace, who thanked me for episode number 14, the one on mental health. And that made my entire day, because my biggest goal while doing this podcast was to reach people and to inspire others. And for her to send me that message, it really made me feel like I'm doing something that is worthwhile and is helping people. And, you know, I felt that mental health was a very important thing to talk about. And so I'm glad that my words were able to reach someone and compel them to reach out to me with feedback, and I'm very, very grateful and humbled by that. So thank you, Candace. Also, this is the second episode that I have done that is going to have a sponsored ad in it, and I'm not sure if it's going to be at the beginning of the episode or in the middle or whatever. I think it's going to be in the beginning. But anyway, so that's awesome. I was able to start making money doing this based on the success of episode 14. And that's awesome. So you'll probably hear me doing a bunch of ads for the people who want to do sponsorships with me. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about is, and I know that this might turn people off and they're going to be like, oh, I'm not listening to this episode, but hear me out, okay? Recently, in the past few years, really since the 2016 election and that whole fiasco, I have gotten more interested in politics. And as angry as it makes me sometimes seeing what people post on the Facebook, and I am not immune from this at all. If any of you are my Facebook friends, you know that I have had times where my timeline was full of political junk, and I really have tried to pull it back a little bit because I know that as annoyed as I get with people posting things in support of our president, I'm sure that people get annoyed in general when political dirt floods Facebook, because I think we need to have an escape from it. But at the same time, I think that it doesn't hurt to be informed. And I'm not saying that you should believe every post that falls on my timeline or on someone else's timeline of an opposing viewpoint. I am simply saying there is no harm in doing research for yourself and being aware of what's going on. Because I think sometimes ignorance is bliss, but at the same time, there is no excuse for ignorance. We live in a time, it is 2018, and we live in a time where we have so much information at our fingertips that there really is no excuse for us not to be learning and growing and being aware of things. Now, and I know it gets pretty hairy on the political stage, and I understand people being turned off by it, But I feel like you need to be aware so that when you go to the polls, you can make a sound judgment on who you're voting for and know why you're voting for that person, not just because they're blue or red or green or whatever colors there are. Because I can probably guarantee that there were a lot of people who went to vote in this election that voted simply on party lines and not because of any issue in particular or anything like that. And, you know, it's all well and good that you want to vote, but I think you really need to think about what you're voting for, who you're voting for. So I feel that it's very important for us to know our candidates, not just the presidential ones or, you know, the mainstream ones, but really look at the candidates that are going to be on your ballot and figure out which one that you can align yourself with and research how they vote on things and what they are in support of and see if it is something that you want to vote for. Because ultimately they're going to be deciding a lot of things that are going to affect your life. And I want everyone to think that they had all the information that they could possibly get out of it and make a sound decision, whether they win or lose. And I always do that now. In the weeks leading up to an election, I'll really look at the candidates and try to find out as much as I can about them and how they vote, their background, their beliefs, and things like that, so that I can go to the polls and vote with a clean conscience, knowing that I voted for the person who I truly felt was best for the position. And I wish that everyone would do that. It's like a job interview. You go in and you learn all this stuff about this person, and then you decide if you want to hire them or not. Like, you wouldn't hire someone without getting to know more about them and their past and their resume and all that stuff. So think about it that way. That's how democracy works. Democracy is a government system that is run by the people. And so we are very much directly responsible for who's representing us and stuff like that. So if we go in without the necessary information, we could be putting someone in power that really shouldn't be there. No pun intended, to the White House and all of that right now. But just do your research. There are sites that won't be swinging left or right that will give you straight facts, and you can be able to make your own decision. And it's really hard, I know, for some people to make their own decision. And they vote on party lines, or they vote for someone based on what other people say. I think the first thing you have to do is find a news outlet that you can trust. Personally, I do the BBC because it's British and you can't go wrong with anything British. Second of all, fact check. You know, there are websites, and I could probably link some in the description of the show, of where you can do some fact checking, because it really irritates me when people don't want to be involved in politics, but at the same time I understand, because it is kind of a shit show, and that really turns a lot of people off, and I get it. But at the same time, we still need people to be aware of what's going on so that, you know, we can turn the table in a direction that could benefit everyone. But it is all your decision, for real. I just feel that it's important, and I want to inspire people to take a second look at politics and get involved where they can and really be educated about it, because you don't want to go to the polls and just to vote. You need to vote based on knowledge and research and figure out what your platform is and vote for the person or people that you feel would best align to your platform, and not just because someone told you to vote for them or you feel compelled to vote a certain party line. But I need to take a breath because I feel like I've been talking nonstop. but I will be right back with some more awesomeness. So don't touch that dial. Okay, so, this episode I'd also like to talk about, my coming out story, and I know that a lot of you have heard this story, but I figured it would make, a good part of the episode, just so that you all could know a little bit more about me, and, you know, if you are in a situation where you are considering coming out, or you're questioning your sexuality and all that stuff, just know that it's going to be fine. It really will be fine. But anyway, so I'll give you a little background before I jump into the coming out part. I was raised in a very conservative Baptist home, and my father was also military. So, I mean, putting it lightly, we had a lot of rules. And I love my father to death, but he, even to this day, will not do anything without consulting the Bible. And if that's your prerogative, that's great, but it's not mine. But we were raised very conservative, very Republican. You know, we went to church every time the doors were open, and we used to get lessons about homosexuality all the time from the preachers and the pastors and all that stuff. So I would hear about it a lot, and, you know, for a long time, I didn't really think about it as anything, but when I got into my, like, puberty years and teenage years, things started to change, and I started to realize, you know, what it was that I was. And that's where the intense inner struggle started. I developed almost this split personality where I would be the good Christian son one day, and then on the other days it would be, you know, super gay Jay. And I kept that up for a long time. I didn't breathe a word of gay Jay to anyone. No one in my family, no one, my friends didn't know. Nobody knew. It was just me and my own little world. And it was back in the day where chat rooms were a thing. And so I made gay friends that way. And so, fast forward a bit, because in that time I became very unhappy in church because of all the things that they were saying about me. And I definitely felt that it's something that I could not have changed, and it's something that I didn't cause. Nobody actually caused my gayness to happen. It's just, you know, I believe that God made me this way, just like He makes people white or Hispanic or black, or, you know, it's just a trait that God gave me, and I've always felt that. So we moved the fall after my senior year of high school, we moved to Germany, and of course that's a time in anyone's life where they become a little bit anxious about the future and what their direction is. And so I didn't really have one when I graduated. So I decided to make that trip with my dad and my family to go back to Germany. I was born there. I've always wanted to go. And so there it was. So I seized the opportunity and I went. That was in 2005. And of course, I made some online friends very quickly, and you know, I never met anyone from the internet. I'm not one of those, like, Chris Hansen people. But there came a time where some questions were being asked about, you know, my sexuality and things at the place where I was working at the time. And this was in October of 2006. And I remember it was coming to a head because I felt like I was about to be outed and then everything would be out of control and I wouldn't be able to handle it. So one day I was working and my sister worked in the same building. So she was passing by and I was visually upset and trying to work through something in my head. And she asked about, you know, what's wrong and all that stuff. And we started talking and I told her that I think that I might be gay or that I didn't know. Because I felt at that time almost an intense hate of myself because of how I was raised to believe that gayness was wrong and I didn't want to be gay. So my way of possibly regaining any type of dignity was saying that I didn't know if I was or not. And I think we all know that I definitely am and always have been, but that's beside the point. Let's not lose focus. Okay, so after I said that out loud, of course I cried. And you know, her response was something to the effect of, I knew, or I know, or I already knew that, or something like that. And I still cried, and I love my sister. My sister is my best friend, and I'm so glad that I was able to talk to her about it first. It was the first time that I'd ever truly accepted. Like, it was the first time that Uber Christian Jay was able to accept Super Gay Jay, and it was awesome. And I finally felt like I could be the person that I was supposed to be. And so where do we go from there? Like, where do you go after you come out? Like, do you start introducing yourself as this gay person, or do you not? Do you continue just to not broadcast it and not talk about it, and it'll come out when it comes out? I happen to be of the belief of, I don't announce it like right off the bat. I really like for people to just figure it out and it come out that way, because I don't think, even though it's a huge, huge part of who I am, it's not the only thing that I am. And so I don't want people to think that that's all of me. And so typically what happens, like if I go to a new workplace or if I meet a bunch of new people or what have you, I'll let them figure it out. And I love it when people ask me questions, especially straight guys have a way of doing that. And it cracks me up because when I came back to the States in 2008 and I got a job at the grocery store where I worked, I made more straight guy friends after they knew I was gay than I did before. And they all had all these questions. And it's because I think I lived in a very conservative area when I moved. I moved to a very conservative area. And I'm sure they had their own little definitions of how gay people are and stuff. And because they had gotten to know me before they found out, I feel like I turned into this, you know, different example of what they felt that a gay person should be. And I think that's great. And I like when people ask questions. I like to educate people because, you know, the bottom line is gay people, trans people, we're all people. And at the end of the day, that's really all that matters. We're just different than you. And there's nothing wrong with being a different person. If everyone was the same, we would be a very boring people. So I guess what I'm trying to get to is, if you feel conflicted about who you are and you feel that you want to start living your authentic life and stop trying to live this double life. Because let me tell you, it's very exhausting having two lives, because it's almost like you're maintaining a lie, and it's really hard to maintain a lie the longer you do it. And I would even get to points before I came out where, you know, I would think about, well, how long am I supposed to keep this up? How am I going to date? How am I going to, you know, live a happy life? But thankfully, I don't have to do that anymore. I'm in a great relationship and, you know, I'm an adult. I have a job. I have great friends and everyone loves me for me, not just because I'm super gay, even though that's part of it, because I think that makes me, it's just another facet of my personality. I have family that I adore and they love and support me, and I'm very happy for that. I do have family that I haven't really had this conversation with, and I really don't think that it's not, like, for example, I have not sat down with my parents and had that after school special conversation about being gay, because obviously they know, I think, because I think it has come up in conversation with other relatives. And so I think with my dad, he's very aware of it because my sister told me that she told him. And I don't think that he is necessarily upset. I think he supports my happiness, but it's not something that is going to be discussed over, you know, Christmas dinner or whatever. And even if I were straight, I wouldn't have conversations about my dating life with my dad anyway. So, you know, it's just not the way the conversations between us ever went. We never talked about those things. We don't talk about politics either. But anyway, I'm getting off track again. But basically, if you are out there and you're feeling like you want to talk to someone about coming out, or whether it be coming out as gay, or coming out as trans, or gender fluid, or anything under that umbrella, and you need someone to talk to, you could always talk to me, because I seriously am in no position to judge being the super gay person that I am. I am a huge believer in do what makes you happy, because it has nothing to do with me. But there always is someone that you can talk to, someone in your life. And if there isn't, you can talk to me. You can Facebook message me, or however you can contact me, get in touch with me. Because it's going to be okay. It really is. It might be weird sometimes, but at the end of the day, it will be fine. And I'm hoping that we can get to a point in society where we don't have to deal with all of this negative, you know, coming out talk. I feel like you didn't have to come out to anyone when you were straight, so why do we have to come out to anyone when we're gay? And I'm hoping that we live in a society one day where these conversations don't have to happen, and it's, you know, it's widely accepted. But I think we're a little bit far from that, but not as far as we were years ago. So keep your chin up. It is the holiday season. So spend it with people that are going to love you unconditionally and support you, and end the year on a positive note. We are going into 2019, and I feel like we just entered 2018, but time does not stop. So don't waste time on things that are going to make you unhappy. But I'm not saying that you have to come out, and that's another point. Who says you have to come out? Like, I was even considering going to visit my parents and having the conversation with them now. And I talked to my aunt and my sister about it, and they said, no, why would you do that? Because honestly, I didn't think I was ever going to reach that point But after talking to them, I really don't see the point in having the conversation because chances are they already know. We just don't speak about it. And I'm fine with that. I'm happy. They're happy. They're proud of me. Every time they talk to me, they talk about how proud they are of me. And, you know, and all things considered, I think that is exactly where I want things to be. They know and they're proud and they love me anyway. Now, I don't think that they would say that in front of their church people, which I still, and I wonder if my old pastor listens to this show, but our pastor in Germany was my absolute favorite pastor that I've ever had in my whole life, and I'm still in contact with them. I remember having a conversation with him shortly before we left to come back, and I asked him, could you be gay and be a good Christian? And he told me that I could. But I really don't think that he would say that in front of the congregation. And I'm okay with that. I liked that I was able to reconcile my spiritual beliefs with my sexuality. And I don't think that you really have to do that. But at the time, I felt like it was a good idea because it was weighing very heavily on me. So here I am now. I'm 31. And I feel like I'm the happiest I have ever been. I definitely feel the freest that I've ever felt. And, you know, I realized that life is worth living. Life is short. You need to enjoy your life. You need to pursue things you want to pursue. Chase your passions. Just live the life that you feel you need to live. Because, I mean, you never know when your last day is going to be. And, you know, I like to hope that I will end up like Betty White and still be able to kick it at 94. But not everyone gets to reach that far. My point is, be happy. Choose to be happy. Choose happiness and choose positivity. Lift others up too, because everyone deserves to be happy, no matter what that entails. Everyone has their own version of happiness and everyone deserves to be happy. And if we spent more energy on lifting others up rather than pushing them down, I feel like we would have a much better society on our hands and the political situation wouldn't be where it is right now. But I hope you guys were able to get something out of this episode. I know it was kind of jumbled together, but that's fine, whatever. I wanted to get one out before Christmas, and there will be another one out next week also. So you will have two more episodes of Free Hugs and High Fives before 2019. And by the time 2019 rolls around, I'm really hoping to be on a consistent release schedule because I want to keep doing this. It makes me very happy and it makes me feel needed sometimes, especially when I get all of the listener numbers and people are loving it and appreciating it, and I'm getting people messaging me and it's great. So thank you everybody for listening and supporting and sharing and all this jazz. And I hope that every episode brings you something. And if you guys have suggestions for episode topics, and I have a couple, my supervisor in my office emailed my entire work team to listen to the show. And so I had a bunch of bonus numbers in. But if you have ideas, definitely find a way to get them to me. I'm going to really nail down how you can get in touch with me if you're not Facebook friends with me or have my phone number, and I'm not going to give it out on the air, but I really would love some feedback because I'd love to do episodes that people want to hear. Plus, it would take a lot of the brain work out of it for me because coming up with episodes sometimes is a little bit tricky, but I hope you all have a fabulous Christmas, or whatever holiday that you celebrate. And I will be back next year for the final episode of 2018. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, guys. Have a great one. Hey guys, it's me again. So I figured that the best way for you guys to reach me at this point while I'm figuring the rest of this out is sending me an email with any suggestions you might have or feedback. You can say you suck or stop doing shows or I love your show or I can see you through your window while you're asleep. Anything like that. You can email me at jaygreer@yahoo.com. And that's jaygreer@yahoo.com. And we'll start there. And then once I figure everything out, I'll post everything else. But that would be the best way to reach me if you have any feedback or suggestions. But until next time, I will see you then. Bye, guys.